In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, are you like me? Because I tell you, I'm just not a morning person. Never have been. No, I don't think I ever will be. Even with a couple of young'uns who get you out of bed with the rising of the sun, whether you like it or not. Dad, the sun's up. Okay. Nope, the wife will vouch for this. It's not a pretty scene at our house till I've gotten my second, maybe, probably my third cup of coffee. Not a pretty scene. Know what I mean? Been there yourself a time or two? Sometimes it can be hard getting out of bed in the morning. All the more difficult it can be when things seem especially troubling, when day after day brings more than a little toil and trouble and even tragedy. In headline after headline, for example, or when loved ones are threatened, even taken from us, or when those nearest and dearest to us become those hardest of all to be near or dear to, when life just doesn't end up being defined by the things that we all hope for. Sometimes it can be especially hard getting out of bed in the morning, even as a child of God, even because one, perhaps, is a child of God. After all, blessed are you, declares Jesus in our text for this day, not because you are rich, mind you. No, blessed are you because you are poor. Whether you're accustomed to thinking of yourself in such terms or not, blessed are you, declares Jesus, for you are the poor, the helpless, the needy, the lowly, with no resources, no power, no help, but Yahweh, the God of Israel. Jesus speaks then not of an attitude per se, but of a condition. He does not teach that you really ought to go out there and do a better job of being poor, don't you know? Rather, he teaches that, like it or not, you already are. Blessed are you, declares Jesus, for you are this, and you are more. For the poor are also those who mourn. Whether this is so on account of one's own sin or on account of the evil of the world in which one lives, it simply matters not. For Jesus' own are called out of this world, and this forever puts them in tension with it, causing them to know how things ought and ought not to be, causing them to mourn. Jesus teaches again, therefore, not that you need to get out there and do a better job of mourning. Rather, he teaches that mourning comes all too naturally for the meek and for the lowly, for the powerless without status or influence or position, for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for a righteousness not their own, for those given then to mercy. For toil, trouble, and tragedy have always been and always will be the stuff of life lived in the now for such as these. Yes, even Now, especially for these. For the pure in heart, those focused on the one true God, those dedicated to peace, declares Jesus, are also those inevitably persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you, declares Jesus. Blessed you will be, then, even when they revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you as they did to the prophets before you. For all this will be not on account of you, but on account of me, declares he. On account of me, declares he. On account of me. Mysterious, this is. Paradoxical, this is. All too easy to lose sight of, then, this is. So what is one to do in the world in which we live? How is one to be? Let the focus be me, declares your God. Not you, me. For then you will see. For in all of this, just as I am without one plea, in all of this and for such as these, Jesus came. For such as these, Jesus resides till the end of this present evil age at the right hand of the Father as mediator and as friend. For such as these, Jesus declares, not blessed will you be if and when you go out there and become the things of which I speak. No, instead, he declares, blessed are you even now, even in the midst of such things, even because of such things, even because of all of these things that so regularly trouble, even when it doesn't feel like it then, in these very same things, declares Jesus, I am with you. I am with you. For this is the way things work with our God. Both now and in the future, in a relationship of undeserved receiving from God through Jesus, blessed are you. Not blessed can you be. Blessed are you, declares Jesus. And blessed you will be. For yours is, yours will be, the very kingdom of heaven. Yours will be comfort then. Yours will be the very earth itself then. For having nothing in and of yourself, you will be filled then. You will receive everything. Especially then, you will receive mercy. You will see God. You will be called children of God, declares your God. Just when I thought I could hit that snooze button one more time, just when I thought I could get away with another 10 or 15 minutes in the sack, what do I get? What do we all get instead? A wake-up call from God. Time to get up, declares he. Time to get going. Time to keep on keeping on, to rejoice for that matter and to be glad. For lo, declares he, I am with you alway, even to the end of the age. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.